yourself to the board, and then maybe we can go around and the board members can do the same to you.
Great. Thank you. My name is John Moore. I'm a native California, grew up here, went to school at USC, did my master's study at Pepperdine, have been involved in finance. First part of my career, I was in the entertainment business, was the executive vice president for Lucas Films. We did some Star Wars films. And the last half of my career, I spent managing law firms with financial as executive director. So.
Fantastic. Well, we're really happy to have you.
Thank you.
Maybe we could start down and...
I'd be delighted.
Yes, that would be great.
Wallace Rodecker. I've been on the committee for just about a year now, and also native California. I live and work in Fountain Valley. I'm in real estate development and sports club business, and Los Caballeros, which is the largest sports club in California so far.
And I'm Sherry Friedenrich. I'm an ex officio. I'm the treasurer tax collector. I am not a native Californian, but I've been here about since, I think, 1987, so I'm about 25 years here. I started my career as a CPA with Deloitte & Touche, graduated from Washington State University, one of the other Pac-12 schools,
right.
And was the treasurer for the city of Huntington Beach for about 15 years, and was elected by the voters in November of 2010, and so I've been the Orange County treasurer just for the last 2 years. And welcome.
My name is Carl Groner, and we got a chance to talk a little bit before our meeting today. I am the vice chair of this committee, and I get to be the chair today, so that's kind of exciting. And I think we have a very short agenda, so it's really exciting. But I've really enjoyed being on the board, and we're really happy to have you and to help fill out our group.
Hi, I'm Jan Grimes. I'm the Chief Deputy Auditor Controller. I'm a CPA, and I've been with the county for my entire professional career. And the post of Auditor Controller is currently vacant. So as Chief Deputy, I'll assume those responsibilities until the board makes an official appointment.
My name is Frank Kim, and I'm the current Interim Chief Financial Officer for the county. I've been with the county for 17 years, mostly in finance and administrative positions. Prior to that, I worked as an internal auditor and as a tax accountant. So I'm filling in today for Bob Franz, the interim CEO.
Great, fantastic. Perhaps you can introduce yourselves, staff, to John, make sure he knows who everyone is.
Sure. Mr. Moore and I met upstairs. I'm Suzanne Lester, the CEO Public Finance Manager. I have been with the county for 23 years. My background is in accounting. I've worked for most of my career at the Auditor Controller Department. Recently, in the past couple of months, I transitioned to the CEO's office in the Public Finance Manager Division.
My name is Angie Duffery, and I'm from the County Council's office. We provide legal advice to the committee, and I've been with the county now close to 10 years, and been representing and working with the Treasurer's Office and Public Finance Department now for close to 8 years.
My name is Alex Martinez, and I am the Clerk of the Committee. And I am also the Executive Secretary for the County Executive Office. And I've also worked for the County of Orange for 11 years.
Fantastic. Well, why don't we get on with our abbreviated agenda today, which is great. John, I think you had a chance to look at the minutes, but maybe before we move approval of the minutes, if anyone has any questions or revisions, any comments from the public? This would be a good time to talk about it. Okay.
I'll move the minutes as submitted.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Great job. Thank you, staff, for last month. It was a fantastic presentation. And our live agenda item today is just the approval of a bond council for the Tustin Regional Park financing project. Suzanne, perhaps you can chat about how we came to that decision.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At this time, I'd like to invite Richard Mendoza of Public Finance Staff to come to the podium to give a brief presentation on the item.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, welcome Mr. Moore. My name is Richard Mendoza. I've been with the county for a mess of Sundays. I don't know, 20-some years, 26 years or so, in various capacities for about 15 years with Public Finance now. The item that you have before you on your packet, item 3, pertains to a recommendation to approve the selection of a bond council firm for a Tustin Regional Park conversion project financing. And by way of background, the genesis of this project initiated with the approval by the Board of Supervisors back in February of 2012. Of a concept plan that approved the development of the Tustin Regional Park on a portion about 84 and a half acres of the former El Toro Marine Base. The concept plan includes various pieces, various components. The key that is pertinent to today's agenda item pertains to the authorization to develop a financing plan for that conversion project. Some of you may remember that back in October of 2012, we came before you to have you approve a team of financial advisor and underwriter firms to assist county staff, OC Parks, and Public Finance with the development of a financing plan, or actually various financing plans. And what transpired as a consequence of our meetings is that we very quickly realized that there were legal issues specifically related to the pledging of diverted funds that were used back in 1996, beginning in 1996, to pay for the bankruptcy recovery financing, or for a portion of that. And in order to be able to move forward with some of the proposed proposals for financings, we felt that we needed to have a firm, bond counsel firm, on board to give us legal advice about whether the county could, in fact, legally pledge the diverted funds that are scheduled to sunset in July of 2015 for this particular project. And so what we did is we went out to the procurement process that the county uses in order to bring consultants on board through something that is called a request for proposals. And we canvassed all of the firms that the Board of Supervisors has on their qualified panel of consultants that was previously approved by this board back in March of 2011. In total, 9 firms were invited to participate in the RFP process. Of those 9 firms, 6 actually responded to our invitation. And then we convened a review team that comprised 1 public finance manager, 1 Orange County Parks manager, since they had the expertise and the history of that particular project, and 1 county council attorney who is present before you today, Ms. Angie Daftery. And so anyways, the team evaluated the firms on various dimensions, including 4 major areas that comprised the number and par amount of similar financings that the firms had worked on in California in the past 3 years, the responses that they gave to a specific question regarding the diverted tax revenues, whether the county could in fact legally pledge the funds for any proposed financing that we could come up with, the availability of principals within those firms in the local Southern California area, LA County, San Diego County, Orange County, and so forth, and the proposed compensation. The review team met and deliberated the various proposals and recommended Stradling, Yucca, Carlson, Roth as the firm to bring before this committee and subsequently, hopefully, before the board as well. Briefly, Stradling, as I mentioned, is a local firm. Their main headquarters is here in Orange County. And all of the principals that would be assigned to the proposed project are from the Orange County office. Stradling is very familiar with the county's financings in various areas, including community facilities districts, CFDs, assessment districts, housing projects, single and multifamily housing projects, lease revenue bonds of various types. And they also have extensive California experience in similar financings that are comparable to what we are going to be doing with the Tustin Regional Park conversion project. And they also had a very thorough discussion, description of the response, of their response to the pledging of the diverted revenue bonds that we asked a question on. And then finally, and perhaps most important for the county, is that they had the lowest proposed fees for the compensation for the proposed financing, coming in at a little over $51,000. Fees range from $51,000 to $85,000. The top end came in from two firms, Nixon Peabody and Polsinelli and Shugart, who both proposed $85,000 for the proposed project. So it gives you a sense of the range of the compensation that were proposed by the firms. So the staff recommendation for you today is that you consider approving the Stradley Yucca Carlson and Roth as bond counsel for the proposed Tustin Regional Park financing project. If approved, we would go before the board on March the 12th for their ratification of your approval. And then from there, we would meet, convene again with the team of staff to come up with some financing options that we then would return to this committee, to this body, for approval and concept of the actual financing. So with that, we have from Stradling here today, Mr. Bob Whelan, who is available to address questions specific to the firm that was recommended by the panel. Any questions?
Thank you. I have a question for Bob when he's ready. Did you have a question for Richard?
I had some questions. First, I want to thank staff for putting together the package, because it is important to have the documented detail going out for the RFP. I know recently in the news there's been some items for things that not from the county. It was school districts that have not gone out for RFP, and so I think it's always important to have this transparency. And so I definitely thank staff for putting together a good package. I also appreciate Mr. Mendoza giving a little bit of the background. I'd forgotten that the Board of Supervisors has an approved list. I might ask for future if we could attach that list and what the date it was, just to the packup, and maybe when it goes to the board, I think that would be an important item for them. As I think we talked at one of our meetings, that there are times, especially during the very turbulent credit times, when we might consider taking firms off. And so I think it is something for us to relook at that, especially when it comes before us. It sounds like you sent them to all of them and you got the six responders, but I appreciate that. I also appreciate the fact that in this case, I think maybe on your own, but I know last time I'd asked a little bit about the fees, not that they are the single sole thing, but it is good to know what that fee is. And I noticed on both of the top two candidates, you had what the fee is and what the range was. So I wanted to thank you for including that. Again, I just think that puts in perspective a little bit of where those fees are. So thank you for including that on the form there. In looking through, I could see that there were two very close, but I do think, especially with our economy here in Orange County, we were able to have someone that has local people. That means we are keeping people here at work who hopefully are going to then spend those tax dollars that they're earning. So I appreciate looking at bringing in someone who is locally here. I certainly, in looking at the points, that was certainly graded very highly by the staff, and we do appreciate that, because that's less travel cost for you, plus it keeps our local people unemployed. I think our rate is still 6.8%, and we appreciate having one of the lowest unemployment rates in the state. So I do appreciate that, and I would move the action at the time if there's any other questions.
Yeah, just a couple of questions. Nine were invited to participate in this.
That's correct.
How did those nine get on the invitation list?
Excellent question, and actually for the benefit of Mr. Moore and yourself, the county's procurement process involves two stages, two processes. The first that we're going to be launching here shortly is going to be what is called a request for qualifications or a statement of qualifications that we canvass as we cast our net as wide as possible, nationwide. And we ask firms, whether they be bond counsel, underwriter, disclosure counsel, financial advisors, to participate in a request for qualifications. We review during that first stage all of the qualifications of the firms that apply to make sure that they meet the minimum requirements. And then we propose that panel to this committee. The committee approves it or excludes members of that list. We then go to the board for their approval. That qualified panel will stay in place for several years. In the case of underwriters, for 2 years. In the case of financial advisors, 3 years. In the case of bond counsel, 4 years. So every 4 years, we'll come back for bond counsel RFQ. And we're just getting ready to launch the RFQ for underwriters here shortly. Now, the second phase of that is whenever we actually do financings, we go to that pre-qualified list of consultants. And so the pre-qualified list of consultants for bond counsel includes those nine firms that we solicited.
Please go. Were all nine of the firms that you went out to listed in the Red Book of bond counsel?
And that's actually an excellent question as well, because historically what we've done is we've gone to the top 20 firms in the bond buyer, the Red Book, the bond buyer that is produced annually. We also, in addition to the top 20 firms, include all of the firms that are currently doing business with the county, and then beyond that, any firm that expresses interest in participating in writing. What we did, what we will begin to do effective this year for all of our qualified panels is to go to BitSync and ask all of the firms to register with BitSync, which is a computerized system that allows you to do some procurement for various municipalities. We already canvassed, we posted on the bond buyer, what's that periodical called? It's the bond buyer. It's the bond buyer. I keep thinking that there's a third word there somewhere. But anyway, so we went ahead and placed an ad inviting all firms that have not been registered with BitSync to do so, because we're going to start doing business directly through BitSync. And what motivated that decision to go through BitSync and the pre-registration is that, particularly among underwriters, they're like free agents. One day they're working with business A, the next day they're working for business B, and we will send invitations to that same person, and it falls through the cracks in cyberspace, and we never hear from them. And then subsequent to that, we'll get a comment from somebody that'll say, "You forgot to invite us." Well, we did, but you're no longer with that firm. So this will hopefully eliminate some of that problem.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Ms. Friedrich?
I just have a follow-up on the BitSync process. One of the things that I do, I have on the back of my card, which I try to get people to use, is there's a vendor sign-up that's actually online. And it's very helpful, because if people call and are interested in doing business with the county, obviously you have people that you know, go to the website, sign up, because that way we are out of having to make sure that we contact them. It's their responsibility, then they have the information. So I'm really glad that you guys are using that process. And again, it's under, I think it's ocgov.com/vendor-sign-up, all one word. So it's very easy for them to go through. Thank you again for that explanation.
Other questions?
Just a follow-up on my first one. You said the nine firms were invited, and you kind of explained how those became invited. But only six responded?
Yes.
The six that responded, did they know the criteria or qualifications needed in order to meet the county standard, or is that something they don't know?
They would. Those qualifications would be included in the actual request for proposals.
Okay, so they have an idea of what they need.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, but only six of them wanted
six
to play.
Six of the nine responded, yeah.
Okay, all right.
And then I believe you had a question for...
Yes, please.
Good afternoon. Bob Whalen, Stradling.
Good afternoon. Thank you for coming. I wanted to follow up on what Ms. Friedrich had suggested, which was the fees are important to us. And When you bid the fee, what does that really mean? My understanding is that that there are different ways to contractually agree to a fee. So I wanted to understand what that really means in terms of the bid and the work that you'll do.
Correct. Thank you. There are different ways that fees get bid. This one is a fixed fee contingent upon the financing, which means if there's no financing, there's no fee paid. There are arrangements with issuers on an hourly basis, sometimes hourly contingent on the sale complete, and sometimes hourly you just pay, and whether the transaction happens or not, the attorneys are compensated. But I'd say the most typical one is the setup here that was a bid on, which is fixed fee contingent upon successful sale of the bonds.
Okay. Yeah. And are you billing the county on other matters related to advice on this or other issues?
No. Well, not on anything related to this. We do have a general contract with Public Finance for services. So on request, when we get a specific request from Public Finance to follow up on a matter, we do bill on an hourly basis for that.
Okay. And what level have those billings been in the last month or two?
Last month or two? Very small. A couple thousand dollars, something like that.
Okay.
I mean, under 10. Under 10,000, not a whole lot.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I have a question. On the bid that you submitted, what staffing did you propose as far as experience?
Well, what I proposed is me, and I was thinking earlier as I heard you all recounting your experience, I've been walking through the door at this building since 1987 doing financings. Mm-hmm. So I'd be the primary person, and I mean, I know the Public Finance staff very well, but we do have other people that would need to be involved. My tax partner, Carol Liu, who's the Section 103 IRS expert, she'll have to be involved. And then, you know, typically we'd involve an associate or a paralegal, and we definitely would involve a paralegal in terms of assisting on the closing process. So, you know, three to four, three lawyers and a paralegal probably would be the mix.
Great, thank you.
Thank you very much.
And Mr. Chair and members of the committee, just by way of providing additional information, as far as the hourly advice, that was a good segue into an example of some advice Stradling has given us hourly recently. Three of our bond issues have been audited by the IRS this past year, and the tax partner at Stradling, Carol Liu, has been extremely valuable in assisting us in navigating through that process. The end result for each of these three IRS audits has been a closeout with no findings.
That's great. Well, we very much thank you for coming today. We very much appreciate the relationship the county has with Stradling. So thank you. Thank you. We appreciate your work. May I move this motion? Does anyone have any other
questions? I just have a disclosure question. I have a personal relationship with one of the shareholders that has nothing to do with the bond department at Stradling, just a friend.
Just a friend? Okay.
I mean, we don't see each other.
Angie? I don't think it's an issue, but let's defer to our expert.
Just a quick question, not a source of gift or source of fund to you.
No.
Okay, because that would be the one issue, if they're a source of income or a source of gift.
Great.
Okay, great. Thank you for bringing that up. We appreciate that.
And I'll second the motion if you move.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion is approved. Well, that is the agenda for today. Are there any other comments from anyone here today?
Mr. Chair, I have a comment. Richard Mendoza had mentioned that we were going to launch an RFP for our underwriter slate, and we received the bids or the proposals closed on Monday, and we are looking to form an evaluation panel, and we would be requesting a PFAC volunteer if anyone is available. So I'd like to put that out there And if, you know, anyone would like to volunteer.
You can on the block.
Right now they can, or we can correspond by email to see if anyone wants to think about it.
John, do you like to raise your hand?
Sure.
Great.
New kid, you're supposed to take all that stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Sold. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Richard will orient you on everything you need to know.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great. Well, thank you very much. And if that is everything, the meeting is adjourned.
Great. Good job. Yeah.